Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, you're all animated this morning. Would you join me this morning in going to our Lord in prayer? Almighty God, we give you thanks for this day. We thank you, Lord, for, as was said earlier, the snow, that it shows us, Lord, that it covers all, that it makes us, Lord, not the snow, but you, whiter than snow. All our sins are cast away, Lord. And we thank you that we're made, even though our sins are as red as blood, they're as white as snow. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for this time to gather to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, your word, your love, your mercy, your grace, and for the life that was given for us. In Jesus' precious name, we give you praise and thanks. Amen. Two things before Bonnie gets up here with announcements this morning. In your worship folders, your bulletins, there is a piece of paper that was folded incorrectly. That was me. I don't know why it ended up the way it is. But you're going to see this in there. It's a study on the sermon. There's two in there this week. That's why there's a full sheet of paper. One from last week's sermon and one for this week's sermon. Me and co-pilot and ChatGPT had a conversation, and I said, here's my sermon, make this into a seven-question study, and it spit it out. We had some conversation but getting it correct, but yeah. So since it's that difficult, and my daughter has been encouraging me to do this, I figured I'd give it a try. So yes, if you open this sheet of paper up, there's one whole for last week's and one for this week's. And you will, Brock says you'll be graded, but this is for your study. Yeah, big curve. Yeah, big curve. You're welcome. Graded on a curve, as it were. Moving on. As I said, I want to make sure I made this clear. This is for your use. It's for your growth. It's for you. Next week, it will be a half a sheet of paper both sides instead of being folded incorrectly and just a mess. So just bear with it. Prayer cards are right in front of you. You can fill those out for your prayer requests. I asked for prayer yesterday for Katie Douglas. She was taken to the hospital 30 weeks pregnant. Scared me to death because she was having contractions and pain that didn't make sense. She is home. She is fine. Dehydrated. But keep her in your prayers. I know it gave her a scare. So, yeah. Any other prayer requests you have or praises put on here? And that is a praise. We're thanking the good Lord for answered prayer. And at this point, I have nothing else. So, Bonnie.
Now I'm ready. Whoops. Now I'm ready. Good morning, church. It takes me a minute. It's all good. All right, Brock, you ready?
I suppose.
Okay, Brock supposes he's ready. All right, today is February 22nd. I don't know if you've looked in the back of the room, but there are a lot of cakes for sale. We have our cake auction. Yeah, woohoo! I know people have been perusing the offerings, so that will start at noon. We'll try and get set up and ready to go. The Sharing Jesus Without Freaking Out class is not happening today because we're going to have a cake auction. So, but it will resume next Sunday after church. Every Sunday morning at 8:45, Pastor has the Gospel of John study, simply opening our Bibles, reading in the Word, studying the Gospel of John, and talking about it.
Yeah, we're on verses John
3:17
through 21.
3:17 through 21 is where they are currently at. All are welcome. Tuesday nights, we have our prayer night here at the church at 6. All are welcome and needed for us to know and do the will of God. We have to talk to God, so. If you can't be here physically, you can always join us wherever you're at. March 4th is a Wednesday. We start our new study. Look at this pretty book. It's called She Belongs. This is the women's study on Wednesday. It, I believe, is a daily study. I'm excited. I need a daily thing. So if you have not ordered a book, I'm sure we can still get you one. If you have not attended the women's study, what are you waiting for, man? We want you there.
It's a video. Oh,
and there's a video that goes along with this study. So it's fun. We usually have a snack. It's good fellowship and wonderful prayer. So, hey, snacks are important.
I think at the moment there's only one extra, but obviously we can get more.
Yes, there's one extra book currently, but if we need more, we will get more. So if you have not and you would like to join us, please do. Oh, where am I? So March 6th is a Friday. It's a night of prayer and praise at the New Horizons Church, 7 to 9 p.m. If you would like to join in a prayer and praise night. March 8th is a Sunday. That is our next care team meeting. We meet every second Sunday of the month right after the church. We get our snack first. You know, I don't know if you see the theme, but, you know. A pattern, yes, yes. And then we meet. Our goal is to meet the needs of the church. So if you have a need, we would like to hear it. God calls us to take care of one another, and we can't do that if we don't know what you need. So, I mean, it could be something as simple as prayer. It could be, hey, I need to paint my bathroom. It can be, you know, I've got car repairs that I can't pay for. I mean, we can't necessarily say we can fix everything, but we would sure like to pray for you and help in any way that we can. So March 14th is a Saturday. That is our, did I miss the February? Yes, I did. Then our next ladies breakfast, it's 9 a.m. at Asher Creek. So that means we don't have to bring a dish to pass. We just get to show up and have fellowship and food and prayer. Invite others, too. It doesn't have to be just us. If you know somebody that you think would enjoy or want to be a part, who doesn't want to be included? Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is March 16th. Where's Lorene? How we been doing? We've been having enough people. We need help. We have. But if you would like to come and join us, we can always make room. 2 p.m. is when we start serving the clients. Try and get here by 1:45. Sometimes the truck is here by then. Sometimes they have lots of stuff for us to do to prepare. So all are welcome and needed. All right. So has anybody noticed the collection over here? We've got toilet paper and paper towels. We are collecting those for SOAR. Somebody told me what that stood for, and I don't remember it. Yes. And recovery, or she overcomes, and yes. And recovers? Man, I don't know. But it's, yes. Pastor's got it. And rises. There you go.
She overcomes and rises.
All right. Oops, sorry, scratched you. So they have a cafe in Jackson where all of these ladies who have needs, some have been like human trafficked, abused, sexual abuse, this drugs. This is a place where they can work, but it's also they have a home where they can stay. They have to be sober, I think, for six months, and then they can stay up to 2 years. Well, part of staying there means they need paper products. So we have decided as a care team that we would like to try and meet that need and help them. So if you would like to donate paper towel or toilet paper, I keep thinking PT and TP because that's what I call it. We plan to give that to them in April. April 11th, I think, is a Saturday. So and they're going to come that day for a presentation, right? They're going to come and speak. So if you have any other questions, Tammy knows it all. Yes. All right. And April 18th, that is our chili cook-off and game night. More concrete deal or details to come, but put that on your radar. Be coming up with your best ever chili recipe. And think about who you're going to invite. Bring somebody with you to have fun that night. And last but not least, on May 2nd, we have our ladies' tea party. More details to come. There will be an invite for you to hand out to people. I'm working on that. Haven't got it done yet. But so just put that on your calendars. We do have a speaker that day as well. So it should be fun. It should be good fellowship. And it will be a great day. All right, Brock. We ready to check in? All right. If you have not, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group, your children into their classrooms. Parents, you should receive a code that is the ticket to get them out of class. Please don't forget to get them out of class. They get very, well, today won't matter because we're going to come out and pray, so I'm just going to send them to you. But
next. All right, morning. Bright, snowy day. I want to share a little passage out of Luke that I stumbled across this week. Luke 12, starting in verse 32. This is actually Jesus' words. I know that because they're read in my Bible. Not because I know the Bible that well. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And he continues, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table and will come and serve them. We think about stewardship. The number one principle in stewardship is ownership. We need to realize that these possessions, these treasures, they're not ours. They don't belong to us. And when we do that, it helps us take our focus off that possession. Even to the point where he says, sell your possessions. So I've had experiences where I've owned stuff in the past that was like soaking up a lot of time and other resources of mine. And it's time for it to go. It's too much. It's taken too much away. And then there's rewards to the stewardship. I think Pastor says like sanctification is both happen and is happening. Well, rewards are, we've got them both. We have them like in the immediate tense, and we're going to receive them. There's both versions. And we see that in the end of this passage where the Master, Jesus, he's going to come back and we're going to be able to recline and have dinner with him, and it's going to be really awesome. But meanwhile, by taking our focus off these possessions, maybe offloading some of them, we release worry and anxiety and experience contentment, realizing that this all belongs to God. And Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory of Jesus Christ. So we don't need to worry. And we can be content. Not only can we be content, but we're expected to be content. If we read in Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from money, from the love of money, maybe not money altogether, keep free from the love of money or covetousness, and be content with what you have. The Bible tells us we all have enough. We got what we need, and he's going to provide. So we're free to give, to share, to love, and to be great stewards of what he entrusts us with. I think I asked my volunteers. If you join me in prayer. Father God, I just ask that you would touch each heart here today. We all know it, but we need reminding that you will provide for our every need. And we see examples of that through your word. We see examples of that in our own personal lives. And we can look around and see where you've just miraculously, no other word for it, provided. So trusting in you, obeying what you tell us in your word, we're bringing back some of that today in our tithes and offerings. And just know that you're going to bless each heart that gives, bless the gift. You're going to multiply it, and you're going to make us part of this incredible work of you providing for each and every one of us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Are there any other prayer cards that need to make their way up here, or anyone have a word of testimony or praise? Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we give you praise for this beautiful snow. It reminds us of how artistic you are and how faithful you are to take care of us in the elements. Father, we pray for safety as we leave from this place, the goings and the comings that you bless now and forever. And we thank you for your hand of protection. Father, we want to praise you for Megan's treatment. This trial treatment that she was accepted for is going well. I ask that you would pour your strength and peace into her as she is hopeful that this will do good things for her body and her healing journey. Father, we lift up Mindy to you as she is healing also from her surgery on her throat. Thank you that it went well, and we just ask that the healing would be excellent and that there wouldn't be any issues or secondary infections or anything, that she would be feeling back to herself quickly. Father, we lift up Roseanne's Daniel as he's in his final negotiations for buying a home. We thank you, Lord, for providing, for finding something, and I don't know if it was quickly, but it seems like it. We just ask that all of those details would come together in his favor, and we praise you, Lord, for the way you have provided for him. Father, we ask for traveling mercies for Bree, family coming home from Florida on Tuesday. Again, we just commission angels to go before them and behind them and accompany them and keep them completely safe and bring them all the way back home from their travels. Martha's asking for prayer for her friends, Jason and Chrissy. They need to know you, Lord. I think that we don't have these types of prayer requests often enough, but we all know people who are broken and hurting, or maybe our neighbors are totally grumpy and not somebody that we want to really talk to about Jesus, but we do lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask that you would soften their hearts, that they would see your hand in their lives, your goodness, and that they would be drawn to you, and I thank you that Martha's in their life witnessing to them. I ask that you would give her opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus to them. We lift up Katie. Pastor mentioned that she was in the hospital for dehydration, so we just ask that you would restore her body completely and preside over the rest of that pregnancy, that baby would develop in strength and health and come into this world on the day that you appointed. We thank you for this new life. We ask that Katie would lean not to her own understanding, but to trust you and acknowledge you. We lift up Ken's cousin Tony and Julie having family issues. Again, Lord, we should be praying for these types of things. They're everywhere, and so we do ask for your hand of intervention in this family. We don't know what their struggles are. They could be health or financial or relational. We ask that you would meet their needs, but also just pursue their hearts. I don't know if they know you, but we ask for their highest good. Father, we lift up to you our brother Mike, who is in need of new living arrangements. The house that he's been living in for decades is not going to be available much longer, so we just lift that need up to you. Lord, we thank you that you already see the solution. You've already provided it. Just ask that you would help him to trust you and to not grow anxious or fearful because you haven't given us a spirit of fear. You've given us power and love and a strong mind, and just help him to just stand on your promises and know, be confident in your goodness, that he will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I just thank you that it's going to be just the perfect arrangement for him. We pray for Debbie and her sister, Connie, who's having surgery on the 26th. Lord, we ask for just the right surgical staff, the right doctors and nurses, and just an excellent surgery. I don't know what that entails, but we ask for swift healing and just a return to health and feeling like herself. Father, we ask for health for all those who are not with us today. I know there's a bug going around. I just ask for your protection. We thank you for this morning and for this service and for each one sitting here today, Lord. Even there's certainly unspoken needs, heavy hearts, unmet needs. I just ask for each one to lean into you, Lord. And I say kingdom come, will be done in their lives here in Grass Lake as it is done for them in heaven. I speak life over them. Cover them all with the blood of Jesus, and I praise you for this church family and for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I think it's time to sing. So why don't you stand with us, and we're going to praise the Lord. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down. Brings our chaos back into order. Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. Nations with truth and justice shines like the sun in all of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, this is amazing. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing. All that you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. You've done so much more than we give you credit for.
Come, now is the time to work.
step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
You are wonderful. We love you. You may be seated.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody?
Good.
Good. You guys ready to do your memory verse?
Yep.
Good answer, Sequoia. I like it. All right. You want to repeat after me? Or you got it? With me? Okay, they're going to go with me. You want to lead it?
What?
Never mind. Do you want to do it? So we go with you, or you want me to do it?
You
want a refresher? Got it? All right, let's help Sequoia.
John 13:34. I give you a new command. You must love another. You must love one another, just as I have loved you. John 13:34.
Good job. All right. So are we just supposed to love everybody here?
Yes.
Definitely supposed to. But are we supposed to love people that are not here?
Yes.
Are we supposed to love people we don't like?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe people we don't get along with?
Yes.
Maybe people that sometimes the Bible calls them unlovely? They're not easy to love? Yes. Do you know that you guys are a huge example of that for me? When I see you come to class with your siblings that I know drive you crazy, and you get along and you work together, that's showing love. Did you know that?
No.
It is. It is. It's showing love. All right, so keep up the good work. All right. Let's bow our heads and go to prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and praise you for all that you do, Lord, and all that you are. Father, we thank you that you've called us into your presence, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is within us, that you are here today, Lord, even as we speak, that you are watching over us, that you are teaching us, that you are helping us to learn and grow and understand you more, Lord. Father, we thank you for your purpose for our lives, Lord, your plans. Father, we thank you that no matter what happens, Lord, we know that we can trust you and that you are with us and you are at work in and through us. So, Father, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds as we go to class today, that you would give us teachable spirits and a desire to learn and to grow in our knowledge of who you are and how much you love us. Father, we thank you and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Good job.
So Sparrow and I have a song for you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Tracy's not feeling great today, so if I wanted to do the song, it forced me to the keys, so you can just pray for me. I love this song. When the first time I heard it on the radio, I just started crying. It's called Testimony, and we had breakfast with the worship team on Saturday morning. We talked about how we would like to start a season of sharing testimonies. So you can be thinking about that and whether or not you want to share, and we'll put those on the schedule. But it's so powerful. Just enjoy the words and how they apply to your life.
Thank you.
We're going to do something a little bit differently today than I've never done since we've been here. I'm going to ask you all to stand and to get outside of your chairs and outside of your rows and join hands through as much as we can. Mike, would you get them out in the back, please, and ask them if they want to come out for prayer in the two rooms, please. There's nobody back there? Oh, there's nobody. You're good. Thank you. You did a great job. I'm going to just come out so we can get through the rows, wherever it is. We'll go right down through the rows. We'll make a circle here. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it will work. Just you may have to move up to get through in the middle of the church somewhere because we're not as many here as I thought there were. So let's just make it up through the second row. How's that? Second or third row. Hello, sweetie.
Hello, sweetheart.
You want to close your open?
Neither.
No, you're going to have to start. Now I'll close. Switch side with me.
Why?
Because that way you can go that way. There, there's a bear.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Jump in line, guys. We're going to pray.
Got to stick him in my pocket.
Got a bear. Yeah, anybody's hand. Do you want to come in here with us? If you do not want to pray, just squeeze the hand next to you so that they know that they're up. Okay? I will close in prayer however you feel led.
Which way are we going?
Your way. Mindy does. Mindy just found out she's going first.
No, that's the perks of being a pastor's wife.
Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, most holy God, mm-hmm. We come to you today, God. And God, as we begin this season before Easter, we're coming to you and we're giving ourselves to you.
Yes.
We're willing to give up for your kingdom, Father God. Whether it be the cell phone, food, TV. God, I pray that each one of us here would concentrate on you, your love, your peace, your almighty protection, Father God. And God, I pray for the spiritual growth,
yes, Jesus,
in this church.
Yes, Jesus.
God, I pray that we would be a beacon in this community. I pray that you would be with a capital C church, Father God. God, I pray that we would commune together. The Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, all of us, Father God, I pray that we would commune together, break down those denominational walls, and help us to praise you, praise your name. These things we ask in your name.
Heavenly Father, I ask specifically that you would give me the strength to give up the things that I know I spend too much time on. I can't do it without you, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit,
in Jesus' name,
to give me the strength to spend more time with you. I ask it in Jesus' name.
Lord, as I continue my prayer as being a parent, Lord, I just ask that you give me the strength and the wisdom, Lord, to help not only lead my family, but lead others, Lord, as we go through this.
Yes.
Lord, that may put down the electronics and spend the time with you, not only at home but at work, Lord, that we would be able to show your love to others, that you would guide us and grow us, Lord, through this fast, that we would be able to be the witnesses we need to be to others, Lord. Lord, I just look forward to how your plan of the spiritual growth will work out, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
God, we do look forward to this season. Lord, it's such a reminder celebration of what you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the message today. That's we can travel this together and encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
That you are with each and every one of us. So I pray for your church, your family, right here, your body, that we continue to lift up each other and be blessed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, I take this time to ask that you would search my heart, Lord. Make known to me what you would have me give up during this time of Lent. And Lord, that would be my prayer for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It would take that time to ask that you would search each and every heart and let it be known to what they would have to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get closer to you, if nothing else, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Help us to grow.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I just lift up this whole congregation, Lord, and have them reach out to you to find out what truly they need to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Not something they just want to give up.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that we will all get the strength and love and all that you give us every day for being obedient to you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I come before you, we all come before you today as always in humble thanks. And I want to thank you for the many blessings that I know we all experience in your family and from you directly. And I would pray that you'd open our eyes to be able to see more of those. And I would pray that as we take the time to commune with you and to pray, when we think about doing things we're giving up, take that time to get close to you. Give us discernment. Guide us and direct us as we go. In Jesus' name.
Father, as I bow to you today, I agree with what the girl's saying. We are a living, breathing, walking testimony.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And there's times that's frightening. But Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do through us.
Yes, Jesus.
In us.
Yes, Jesus. Grow us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grow us, Spirit.
Heavenly Father, I just pray that you not only give me the strength, but give everybody else the strength to be that testimony for other people. Give us the light to be the light to others and bring them to your word.
Thank you.
Father, I ask you today to cover your church, the big state capital church, with the power to spread your word.
Yes, Jesus.
To bring others into your congregation. And Lord, I ask you to be with this country. We're in sad shape, and we need your help.
Yes,
nobody's going to
yes.
help us but you.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
So we're seeking that help today during this Lenten season.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to give up things that make us stronger and more available for your use.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, I've come to you today for our living situation, Lord. Let me handle it with love and discernment.
Yes,
I ask that you guide us. Everything we do, Lord. We ask you to lift up this church, Lord. We let for growth, for learning. Father God, there's so much more that I could put in, but I just ask for your guidance, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I pray, God, for every person here that they will find the strength to fast something in their lives, and through their fasting, they will draw closer to you.
Yes,
yes.
They will fast not just for themselves, but they will fast, God, because they love you. And that's what will carry them through, the love for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just give them peace and joy and strength in their fasting and know, God, that you're with them all the way.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank you for this sermon. I didn't realize it was Lent, and I have heard you, Father. I need to set up a study from all the distractions, Father. I need to get into your word, put on your armor, dear Lord. Thank you.
Help him, Father. Yes, lead him by your Holy Spirit.
Lord, you know my needs and how great they are at the moment. So I'll be leaning heavily on you for the next
months.
As a former Catholic, I already actually have given something up for Lent. I already started doing that, so I guess I'm all set there, but I'm doing everything I can, Lord, to try and win your favor.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. I tell you that you're first and foremost in my life. I ask that you would guide us during this time, that you would help us to become closer to you, to love you, to reach out to others that may not know you.
Yes.
And I thank you for what you're going to do in our lives during this time.
Yes,
Lord. Praise your name.
I'm excited, Lord.
Father God, I come before you and praise you and thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent to earth to take the sins of the world. Just open our eyes to this season. And it's a season for Jesus.
Yes.
Father, thank you for what you've already given. Pray that you would give us guidance in this time and help us
trust close to you.
Be quiet and refreshed.
Father, I just pray that you minister to each one of us, God, and please minister to your church. Please bring healing and revival to your church, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you give everyone strength during this time of Lent and help them find what you call them out to take.
I pray, God, that you give us strength and guidance and put our forms down and get into your word, God, and just go with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this incredible church family. And I ask that over these next couple months, we would grow more in fellowship and in your spirit together.
Father, I too thank you for this church family that you knit together, and we are in this together. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you won't leave us where we're at.
That's right.
Draw us closer and deeper. I ask that you would help us, help me to have soft, receptive hearts and make the changes that need to be made to be stronger and healthier.
Lord, it is so good to be in your presence, Father. It is so good to hear your people praise your name, lift their hearts and their words to you. It is so good that your brother and sister with your people, Lord. Father, I pray that you would mold us, shape us. Father, I pray that you would draw us closer to you and closer to each other. I pray, Lord, that we would be willing, Lord, to be open and honest before one another and allow your love or your people to minister and to challenge and to build up your church. So
And God, I'm remembering that while you fasted for 40 days, the enemy came and tempted you with trials and tribulations, and I can imagine that will happen with us as well. So please protect us and
keep us strong in you.
Ministering angels to feed us and guide us with the word and the bread that really matters. Just as your ministering angels and your Holy Spirit here for and protected Jesus in his time of fasting, and I ask that you do the same for us. And that we would also, like Ronnie said, hold each other accountable so that we can gain support from each other and not have to do this alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as we head into Lent, those of us who are fasting, Lord, just have us remember that we should be anointing our heads with oil. We should be having smiles on our faces, even as the hunger pangs attack us, as the desire to do the activities that so much make our lives busy. As we give that stuff up, let's put smiles on our faces and rejoice in the reward that's with you, Lord, not with what's in the world and what we share together, but it's between you and us, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, I ask that you give us the love and the strength and the trust and the honesty to love each other. Lord, honest. No show, no judgment, no nothing. Lord, just give us the strength as a church to love each other.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for this family. I thank you for the opportunity. Lord, I just pray and ask for forgiveness of sins and attitudes. May this be a season of growing closer to you, using us, Lord, as we walk out these doors to share your joy. Lord, let us remember the reason for this season, but Lord, may it not end come Easter. May it be a daily walk. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, we have gathered here to praise you, to thank you, and to lift our requests to you. I pray, Lord, that you would grow us spiritually. Mm-hmm. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to forgive. Mm-hmm. I pray, Lord, that you would be involved and strengthen us as we seek to be with you.
Yes.
Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for what you're doing. I agree with all that was said here today. I lift these prayer requests up to you. And we just praise you, Lord, for who you are.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. I would remind you, if you want to, that you can give up an hour of sleep on Sunday mornings to come to Sunday school. Come in for class. If you're giving up TV, spend time with your kids, play games.
I need that.
Like I did, but I didn't think it was.